Okay. Stranger Things 4. 3 was good. 2 was eh. 1 was incredible. 1 is the reason why we watched 2. 1 is the reason why we watched 3. Now, Stranger Things 4 is now available. And what do we think? Enjoy the ad. Okay. I am not going to spoil the show. So this is going to be a short episode. I'm not going to get into detail. I'm going to talk performances. I'm going to talk my favorite episode. I'm going to talk concepts. Now, the issues of previous seasons is, it's like, okay, we have kids fighting monsters. They usually do nothing. It's bring 11 to the monster. 11 takes care of it. They're good. So the importance of like the four kids and not even the cast has definitely grown in terms of like who's on what front, because like there's definitely fronts in terms of what's going on. Season 4, you have, I'm going to give like the basic premise of it. Season 4, you have 11, Will and the Byers, are in the, they're basically in witness protection program in, California. And it's not going well. The older brother is kind of like dealing with college, but he's also dealing with his own head. Then Will Byers is, he's not, there's something going on with him. I don't know to what extent. The 11, or Jade Hopper, is, she's not fitting in well at school. She, like, it's cringy, but it's also, it's like, yeah, if you had a child raised in isolation, in as a science experiment up until she was up until 3 years ago, of course she's gonna be like borderline feral. I mean, like the way she dresses, the way she has accents, the way she just, and like people forget, like it's like, oh, kids are so precious. It's like, no, kids are like, if like the general rule of like how things go wrong, if they don't see you as a person, then you're it's a long road of it sucks. So luckily the early storylines, like they pay into big storylines, and the, okay, so that's that front. Then there's, the kids are in high school now. Lucas is on the basketball team, while Mike and, damn it, what's Game Matt Rosaro's character's name? Well, they are in the D&D club, which is actually called the Hellfire Club, which is actually a nice X-Men reference, and it's also, I'm sure, the Hellfire Club has itself been like a reference in other aspects. But Stranger Things has not inconsistently, but done a good job consistently of having human antagonists. And the antagonists that they have this year are interesting because it's not the because when Billy was the human antagonist, he was like a mind flayer, a man on the inside. He was is her name Riley? Who, like, not, damn it, what's, the redhead's name, anyway, so, she, her relationship with him, the fact that, Billy could, beat up, pretty much anybody he wanted to, except, when him and Steve were on the basketball team, then, that kind of, then when Steve, in season one was sort of the human antagonist, and not that he was the antagonist, Brennan was the human antagonist on that one, but, Steve was sort of, anyway, the show has a good setup with I'm just gonna say it out loud, the show has a good setup for human antagonists this year, because there's at least three human antagonists in the show this year. I don't count this as a spoiler because it was very much hinted at, but I'll let you guys experience it for yourselves. The Russia stuff doesn't continue, but is followed up on, and is followed up on well. That's the only thing I'm gonna say. Followed up on well. What else? The show is, I'm not going to spoil anything when I say this. This is not the last season of Stranger Things. Stranger Things 5 is happening, and 5 is going to be the last season. There's a couple of things I'm not sure about. Because there's things I don't know if that's the case. Because seasons 2 and 3, the villain was Mind Flayer, or this kind of Cthulhu-like thing. I'm trying to remember when the school dance episode happened, because that's when Mind Flayer just knew that Eleven was at the dance, and he was I can't get into your world right now, but believe me, I am going in there. So one of the issues that the show has had is the world building was kind of directionless. Season 2, you had it became apparent that there were I forget her number, but there were other children out there that had abilities. Season 3, you had, what the hell was it? Season 3 introduced the Russians, and it introduced, Steve's newfound, partner, best friend. What's her name? God damn it. which, okay, it's not important. She does great in this, like, because she dealt mostly with Steve the last time. Like, there's definitely more intermingling, and I will say this, the new characters they've added are fun. I can't talk about, I don't know how I should discuss this, because I haven't seen any of the trailers. I don't know what's in the trailer, so I will say this. The first couple seasons were, like seasons one, season one was very much like, Poltergeist, and, like, it was just like, in, like, other dimensions, like, traveling to and from, possession, there's a child missing, we have to find this child. Seasons two and three, season two felt a little bit directionless, and it felt rushed. Like, I wish season two, had more things happening, because it felt like, it's like, oh, Eleven's gonna disappear for a while, but don't worry, she'll come back and kill the monster, or what have you, at the end. Then you get to, actually, I think season two was the answer that, if I'm remembering it right, so, but... So, there's things out there that are left hanging. There's some questions, like, what happened to this person? What happened to that thing? But, I will say this. For the show, there was great moments... in the first season. There's been good moments in pretty much all the seasons, but the Christmas lights in season one. You know, the show is getting a little bit old when the show starts to get nostalgic for the things that happened in season one. Because there's a couple of those where it's like, hey, you remember this? Like, how did they figure it out? Oh, this must be the way. Okay. So the thing that I appreciate about this show is it was like crystallized in episode four, because not plot armor, but it's like if you had told me one of the four kids or five kids, because. Okay, if one of the five kids, I think Will Byer was the only one that felt like it was like, this guy could get killed off at any time, because he made it through season one, but after that it was like, okay, are we, we have to figure out, like, whether, like, what his thing is. There are certain characters that, I don't want to spoil it. Episode 4 is my favorite episode of probably the entire series, because it has everything I want in a singular episode. I want character development. I want it, like, not just that, oh, I've changed. Like, show it. Like, show it. Show the change. Have the realization shown to you, and the fact that, like, everything else was just a plus, like, because you know that there was going to be a good, there's a lot of good 70s and 80s music out there that they could have used, and for the reason, but I'm going to end on this. I'm going to give you guys this. If the first couple seasons felt like Poltergeist, and then Season 3 felt like a Spielberg movie. Season 4 is Nightmare on Elm Street. That's all I'm going to tell you. In the future, I think I'm probably going to discuss it more openly. Go watch it now. It's on Netflix. I'll have to explain to where you guys get to watch Stranger Things at. So, peace.